You mark your book at number 948. 948. We'll do some lessons on the book of Ephesians, and we'll do another one this evening. I'm going to take right from chapter 1, entitled there, Lessons, the Spiritual Blessings That Are Found in Christ. And I put the word only. Spiritual blessings found only in Christ. You look at your notes, and I'm going to be reading the chapter, but as I read the chapter, just kind of take note of those phrases, things that are found in Christ. Number one, all spiritual blessings. Number two, he chose us in Him. And number three, the praise of the glory of His grace, He made us accepted in the Beloved. Number four, in Him we have redemption. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance. Number six, some of you also trusted. And then number seven, we'll look at verses 13 and 14, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So let's take each of these in turn. But first, since I just put the phrases or a summary in your notes, I'm going to read the section, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, so you can kind of fill in the gaps. As I read, you can see on your notes those phrases, in Him. So at least seven times, you might be able to find a few more or make a different division than what I have. But just find the phrase, in Him. So Paul is identified, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. It's interesting, the phrases you have in verse 5, the words predestined, adoption, and sons. In that verse, the spiritual blessings of being in Christ. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. Verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which he made to abound toward us, in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. Verse 11. In Him also we've obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. Verse 13. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. All right. I said I just listed seven spiritual blessings. I said you can break it down into more in the text. But let's just take a look at these. The spiritual blessings. The motivation. When you look at this list, for us to become Christians, there should be a motivation when you look at all the spiritual blessings for us to want to be in Christ. I want what God has offered to give. I want to do it according to accept his blessings according to his terms. Paul's letter is addressed in verse 1 to the saints who are in Ephesus. He also called them faithful in Jesus Christ. The saints and the faithful are the same group of people. They're the Christians in Ephesus who are also now being described as being in Christ. So you wonder, how did they get into this relationship of being in Christ first? But so by way of introduction here. The story goes back to Acts chapter 19, beginning of verse 1. It says, as it happened, while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, I hear the Apostle Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus on his missionary journey. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said to him, we've not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. He said to them, into what then were you baptized? They said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance. And he was saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him. That is, and so just for Paul says for clarity, just so there's no doubt, that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So John had disciples in Ephesus, and Paul passes through there and begins to question them about their baptism. He said, no, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, New Testament baptism. So when they heard Paul say that, they were baptized. So even when Paul writes to the Christians, it kind of adds to our understanding. Paul told them in Galatians 3, verse 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Interesting phrase. You can have faith in Christ, but faith does not put you into Christ. For as many of you are baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There's a difference. A lot of people, I have faith in Christ. Well, that's fine. But you're not in Christ Jesus. For as many of you who were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. So Christians, those having obeyed the gospel message, are now in Christ, and that's who Paul addresses. Those in Christ, and says, now you have spiritual blessings because you have that relationship of being in Christ Jesus. So here we begin the list in verse 3, first one. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. See, by way of illustration, God blesses and benefits a world of people, whether they are in or out of Christ. In Matthew 5, verse 45, it says he makes the sun to rise on the just and the unjust. That sun shines. God's given sunshine to a world of people, whether they are just or unjust, whether they are in Christ or out of Christ. And then he says, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. So what's the difference? See, however, there's spiritual blessings are located only in Christ. But God blesses the world of people. Sometimes they think, oh, I'm so well blessed by God. I have family. I have opportunity. I have talent. Yeah, but are you in Christ? That are reserved for God's family, for his people. The text lists some of these things. We were chosen, adopted, accepted. We have redemption, forgiveness of sins. We've obtained an inheritance, their salvation, the Holy Spirit. Other blessings, we are in Christ Jesus. We've been added to the church. We have fellowship. We have hope. We have the hope of eternal life. We have prayer. We have help in time of need. We have reconciliation, sanctification, atonement, regeneration, justification. And we can address God as Father. Because we're now in his family. A world of people can address rest God is God. But because we are in Christ Jesus, because we are sons or children of God, I've heard many people begin their prayers, our God and Father in heaven, for that spiritual blessing. God and Father, bless your children. Hear us when we pray. So we, you know, there's just blessings. And we even sing a song, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And then that added phrase, it'll surprise you what the Lord has done. But there's spiritual blessings that are found in Christ Jesus. That's number one, in Christ Jesus. And number two, in verse 4, just as he chose us in him, as before the foundation of the world, God had a plan. If you're chosen, it means to decide to accept one, someone or something from a group of possibilities. I'm going to choose that out of all of this. The opposite of being chosen would be to discard or to throw out or reject. But God has chosen us. I choose that or this or these. Chosen. The eternal purpose of God. He did that before the foundation of the world. He's chosen us to live a holy or separate life. He chose us to receive the adoption of sons in that verse following, into the family. And it's all according to his good pleasure. That's what he wanted to do. I'm going to make a choice of people. And my choice is those who are in Christ Jesus. In 1 John 3, verse 1, the manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Yeah, children. We're chosen. When we're in Christ, we're chosen. Number 3 in verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, two things, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. So it's by God's grace that we receive these spiritual blessings. They're available for us. It's not by my works or my looks or my brilliant ideas. No. Because of God's loving favor. My grace. Because of God's goodness. His graciousness. The familiar verse in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning of verse 8. For by grace you've been saved through faith. That's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's not of works. Lest any man should boast. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So the manner of this manner of life says, should say, you know, thank you, God. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you. And because of your amazing grace and your acceptance of me into your family and for choosing me. Thank you. I'm gonna live my life according to your will. My works won't forgive me of my sins. I can't put my life on the altar by God's grace. But God, I'm gonna live the way according to your will because of that. He made us accepted. He's received us. He's taken us. He's having us. He's holding us because of his grace when we're in Christ Jesus. Number 4, verse 7. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So if we have redemption, it means to release by paying a price. And the price was the Son of God's blood. Paid the price. And being in Christ, we are released from paying the eternal penalty for our sins. So I said, I've redeemed you. I've redeemed you. You know, we sing that song, He Paid a Debt. He did not owe, meaning Jesus. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. So it's in him we receive blessings. The forgiveness of sins is listed. Then number 5, verse 11. In him also we've obtained an inheritance. Peter describes it this way in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Bless God because of what he's provided for us. Who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, doesn't fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept, meaning us, by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We have an inheritance. We're blessed when we're in Christ Jesus. We look forward to that in hope. God's given us eternal life. And then Paul told in Titus chapter 1, verse 5, the hope of eternal life in Christ or by God who cannot lie fulfills his promise. Then you have, of course, obviously again that repetitive phrase, to be eligible you have to be in God's family, be a child, a Christian in Christ Jesus by being baptized. Number 6 in your notes in verse 13, in whom, there's our phrase again, in whom, in him, you also trusted after. Well, there's a sequence, isn't there? A sequence. After you heard the word of truth, to the gospel of your salvation. So for my redemption and salvation, my trust is not in, you know, what the world is offering, whether it be Muhammad or Buddha or self-realization or meditation or the Masonic Lodge or civic organization or works of merit or any way I see fit. It's not where it's found. It's found in Christ Jesus. I want to be found in Christ Jesus. He says, you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Paul said in Romans 10, verse 14, how can you believe in someone you haven't heard? So it's after you've heard the gospel message that Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You have to hear. And then he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. So he says, in whom you trusted, after, in verse 13 of the text, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And we sing a song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, not by works. Not that. Then the last one, number 7, in verses 13 and 14, in whom, there's our phrase, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. That's us. We're the purchased possession. To the praise of his glory. God says, you were sealed. That shows ownership. It's a reference from the ancient practice of sealing a document with a ring pressed into the wax and, you know, sealing that document. It'd be perhaps similar to maybe a brand in our Western world. God sealed us, put his mark on us, but we are found in him. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? Do you know that? The verse says, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, 19, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God. God did that. And you're not your own, for you're bought with a price, where is purchased possession. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Not only are we, is it the word sealed there, but guaranteed. The King James Version used earnest. It means a Semitic commercial term designating a partial payment. It's like a deposit or a pledge. And the full payment is going to be, with the intention that the full payment is going to be made. So the purchaser puts some down, we sometimes call it earnest money, to show or to promise that we're going to complete the transaction. So God seals us, guarantees that he'll fulfill his promise. And that seal and that guarantee is the giving of his Spirit to us when we obey the good news gospel message. These are spiritual blessings, again, that are found, and I put in the title, only in Christ Jesus. And again, the Galatians 3, verse 26 and 27, by faith, the sons of God, for as many of you as been baptized into Christ and put on Christ, that's how you become sons of God. When that verse 26 of Galatians chapter 3 says, for you're all sons of God through faith. For, how'd you become sons of God? For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Belief only doesn't put Christ on you. Baptized into Christ, you put on Christ. You are in Christ. That's the message. That's the message we preach. That's the message of the text. So we'll continue with some lessons, perhaps on Sunday evening, if Lord willing, from the book of Ephesians. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation, exhortation. Whosoever will may come. Again, the last words of Jesus before he ascended to the Father. Matthew records in Matthew 28, he says, All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. He has all the authority. Therefore, go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Mark records in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, preach the gospel to he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not will be condemned. So we're going to sing a song of encouragement. Song of invitation. I had the word exhortation to give you a word of encouragement through the words of the song. So let's stand together. We'll sing 148. If you'd like to respond in a public way, if that's your desire, if that's your resolve, you have that opportunity. Just let it be known at the close of this song. Let's sing just two stanzas so you know ahead of time. You have that opportunity. You can come anytime, but just recognize in our singing this evening, we're going to sing the two stanzas, first and last.